So the Gemara says now, "Vi sakabait tichif." You're going to tell me that koseva sagasa shomru yisera mikabeitza, that the size of a date is bigger than the size of an egg. So it doesn't make sense beishamay then. That michti. Let's see. Beishamay ashiure denofish mikazayas komahadri. Beishamay really is just looking for a bigger size than the size of the kazayas. In other words, we just got finished saying the Torah says or separately, and the Torah says chometz separately. So according to Beishamay, it means the size that you chayim for sor is not the same size for chometz. Chometz needs a bigger size. So the first size we have is the kazayas. If you have the size worth of an olive of sourdough, when you have it, you chayim by rov by motzei. Now the reason why the Torah said chometz separately is to teach us you're not chayim for chometz unless you have a bigger size. Now what's the bigger size? It should just be the next size after a kazayas. Or was there a list mekabetza? Now according to Rav Yehuda, that you're going to tell me your date is bigger than an egg, so it just should have said that after a kazayas comes an egg. Why does it say after a kazayas comes a kasevus, comes a date? So the Chud is a riot to Rav Zvid, that a date is smaller than an egg. Therefore it's very good. For Sor, you chayah for the size of a kasevus, chayah for the size of a kazayas, size of an olive. And the next size after that is what you chayah for chametz, which is a kasevus, which is a date. And the Gemara says, "Vinami." Even if you want to tell me, "Ki adodi ninu," that no, maybe they're equal. Maybe a date and an egg is equal. Nisni kebeitza. Still, it's a kasha. It should have said according to Beishami an egg, because everybody knows an egg is more usual to have an egg than a date. So how come it says lashon of a date? Elalav shmamina. From here, we have a clear raya. We have a proof that koisevis is pchusa mikebeitza, that the size of a date is smaller than the size of an egg. Therefore, the next size after an olive is the size of a date. So where it says, no, Mimai, what's the raya? Dilma liyadla mei malacha, sevas hagasa shamru, is yisera mikabetza. Maybe when the Mishnah says, aloshinov kasevas hagasa, big date, maybe a big date taker is bigger than the size of an egg. Abhostal mikabetza, but a normal size fig, a normal size date, maybe that's the same size of a beya. Vinhostal mikabetza. Even if you want to tell me they're equal, like not so sure the kashu asked before. Yes, if they're equal, let them set the size of an egg. No, we picked one of the two, you can pick the size of a date also. But maybe a normal date is the same size of an egg. That if Yehuda holds that now Mishnah Kasevas Hagasa is bigger than an egg, because there it means a big date. A big date tak is bigger than an egg. Mashenka, a normal date maybe is the same size of an egg. So from here we don't have any raya to Rav Zvid and Akashan of Yehuda. So what's it? Elamihach, I'll bring you another raya to Rav Zvid, that the size of a kesevis of a date is smaller than the size of an egg. There's a lock like this, Akama Mizamnin. How much bread do you have to eat in order to have a chiyuv to bench? Or here we're talking about you have three people benching together, that they have to be mizamnin. They have to make a zimun together. How much do they have to eat? Is Ad Kezayis, Divrei Rav Meir. Remei holds that midrabonin, if you eat the size of the kezayis, an olive, size of bread of an olive, you have a chiyuv to bench, and if you have three people, you have to make a zimun together. We have Yehudu lying there at kebetz. He has no biggish here. You have to at least eat the amount of bread the size of an egg. Less than that, you don't have a chiyuv to bench. Now, but my kemiflugi, what's the machoikis? And so he speaks out of avad is only machoikis in his shir the rabonin. His avad in midirayis to we all when the post says, that means that means you are full. In other words, you have to eat at least the size of four eggs, and some say mamish means the size of a big suda. Then you have to bench. Less than that, midiraisa you potter. Now here it's a machlokes from Meyan Yehuda midirabonin. As an asmachta, how much do you have to eat to be mechayev to bench even midirabonin? So Rabbi Meir's server Meir holds like this. The poster says v'yachalta zu achila. If you eat, you have to bench. What's called eating? A kazayas. Then the post says, v'savot, if you're full, zushtiya, that's a diak for drinking. So, v'yachil of a kazayas, and usually achil always means a kazayas. Therefore, according to Ramei, if you eat the size of an egg, of a size of a kazayas, of a olive, you have to bench. We have Yehuda, sova, no. The post says, v'yachalte, v'savot, it tashens it together. That even mit rabbonin, you need, achila shiyesh posviya. You have to have an eating that satisfies you, at least somewhat. Not completely. Completely, that's a chiyuv midiraisa, that's the size of four beitzim. But what's called satisfy you a little bit to mekayim the chiyuv rabbonin? V'yeze zeke beitza. That's the size of an egg. If you eat the size of an egg worth of bread, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bench. Now, if you want to tell me that Kesevah Sagasa Shomru is the Yisera Mekabetzon, that the Rav Mishnah says if you eat the size of a big date, Yechayiv on Yom Kippur, it means it's a bigger size than an egg, but if you only eat the size of an egg, you put the Yom Kippur, you're not Chayiv Koros, it's only Yosaf Chatishir, how could that be? Hashto Kebetza, Savu Yemisva, Daito Le Mesva. Again, Hashto Kebetza, Savu Yemisva. Madar, you're telling me now that eating the size of an egg, that satisfies you. That's called Biachalta Vesavotim, the Rabbonim Nakoponim, Yechayiv to bench. Of a Daito Le Mesva, you want to tell me though for Yom Kippur, that there you don't have to be satisfied, you don't have to be filled up. There it's enough just to take away your pains. Your hunger pains. You want to tell me eating the size of an egg alone is not enough to mechayev you? That's not called meis v'daito. How could that be? In other words, if you want to tell me like a Yehuda that the size of a kesevus of a date is bigger than an egg, so it comes out if you only eat the size of an egg, you're potter midiraisa from karis. How could that be? Madach, if you eat the size of an egg, it satisfies you, it fills you up. So vad eating the size of a kesevus, Madach, you're eating the size of an egg. That fills you up. So how could you tell me, on Yom Kippur, your potter? For sure it should take away your pains. Elalav Shemamina, Elamai, from here we have a good proof. That Koseva Sagasa Shomru. That the Mishnah says on Yom Kippur, Yechayev Koris, if you eat the size of a date, you should know Pochus Mikibetzon. Avad, it's a smaller size than an egg. Like Rav Zvid says. So therefore, Kibetzon Misva. If you eat the size of an egg, that fills you up. Midrabbonin. That's called the Chalta for Savati. You have to chiv to bench even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or because Kesevis, if you only eat the size of a date which is smaller than an egg, then meis v'daitei. Then that's enough to satisfy you to take away your pain on Yom Kippur. So you're over yichiv a chiv koris feeding on Yom Kippur. So it's a riot for a zvid. That's what we hold. We hold that a Kesevis a date is smaller than the size of an egg. Well, it's tiny. We learn like this. Rabbi Yoimer, Kol Hashiurim. Kulam b'kezayis. The Rashi says hamurim b'yochlan. Usually, this sizes when we're talking about eating something is always the size of a kezayis, of an aleph. When the Torah says don't eat chazer, don't eat things, Torah always means don't eat the size of a kezayis. Then you chayiv malchus or whatever the chiyuv is. Chutz mitumas oichlan. Except the halacha of tumas oichlan. That tumas oichlan means, according to some rishonim, means that oichlan is not makabel tumah unless it has the size of an egg. And according to other Rishonim, it's mekabel tuma even a smaller amount. But it's not metam other food. For one oichel to be metam another food, when it touches it, comes in contact, it's only if it's sheer over kibetza. So chutz mitumas oichlin. Sheshina kosi b'mashmon, the Torah changed around the way it said it. Veshina chachomim b'shiurin. Therefore the chachomim changed around its size. Not that you need the size of a kezayis to make something else tummy, but by oichlin you need a bigger size, you need the size of an egg. For Raya, where do we have proof like this? That whenever the Pusik says a funny way, changes around this Lushan, the Chum have a right to change around the Shia, the size. Yom Kippur, the Raya is for Yom Kippur. Like Maishin Wakosim and Mashmo, where did the Torah change its Lushan by Yom Kippur? Mi Loisuna. Now the Torah did not say Loisuna don't eat on Yom Kippur. The Pusik says Loisuna. That is, don't take away your pain. That is, don't take something that satisfies you. So therefore, Maishin Chum and Mashmo, what did the Chum change around its measure, its shear? Kukasevis. In other words, now we have the size of a date. Don't say normally, like a normal shear of a kezayis, but by Yom Kippur, the size is like a date, because the Torah changed around this lushan. Instead of saying leisoichel, it says leisuna. Oh, my Rai Ladover, where do I have proof on this? Yom Kippur. I'm bringing a proof now from Yom Kippur. In other words, we're soon going to see, it says the exact same thing by Tumas Eichon also. The Torah changes around this lushan. So we're asking the same thing. Since the Torah changes around this lashon, it means to tell us there's a different shear here. Now, what do we have to have a proof of Yom Kippur for? Why isn't it enough to say by Tum itself the Torah changed around? Because the Mehosm, if you only want to bring a Raya from Michos Tumah, have a Min, I would think, Urcha de Krohu. That's the way the Pasuk says. We'll soon see what the Pasuk is. Mashen came, now I have a Raya from Yom Kippur, it says Laisuna. Whenever the Torah changes around a little bit, it's Lushin, it means the teacher there's a different shear involved. So Gemara says now, Tumas Oichlen Kibetzim Minol. How do we know this? How do we know the Locha of Tumas Oichlen? Not that an Oichel, one's tummy, if it comes in contact with other food, is Matam with the other food, how do we know you need the size of a Beitzah? Amar Bavur, Bavur said, Amar Beleza, Via Makor, the Pasuk says, Mikola Oichal Asheye Yochum, any food that you're eating. So Idashin, Oichal Habo Mach Masoichum, a food that comes out of another food. Vieze, Ze, what is this? Beitzas Tanagrelis, it's an egg that comes out of a chicken. Notice it's food, the egg is a food, and it comes out of food out of the chicken. So that's the size for Tumas Oichlan Tinematam is something else. So the Gemara V'Eimo Gidi, maybe it means the size of a kid. Not only the size of an egg, but maybe a much bigger size. Maybe you need the size of a kid, an animal. And the Gemara Mechusa Shchita, a regular Gidi, you can't say that. And even if it comes out of the stomach and eats Shchita, it's not called an Oichlan, Min Oichlan. Right now it's not edible. For the Gemara V'So, V'Eimo Ben Pekua, maybe it means the size of a Ben Pekua. A Ben Pekua means, let's say the kid was in the mother's stomach. You have an animal, and it's in its mother's stomach. And you made a Shchita on the mother. And after the shechita, then you cut open the stomach and you found the kid. The kid comes out alive. So the locker is, that kid does not need a shechita. Because it's chuta, you're allowed to eat it because of the mother shechita. So maybe the pasuk here is saying, Mikol oichol asher yochol. You need the size of something that came out of food. Maybe it means the size of an animal that came out of its mother that had shechita done to it already. For the Gemara name, toy in Korea. Right now you can eat it, you have to rip it open first before you can get to it, eat it. For the Gemara good, v'eimo beitzas bar yuchni. Maybe it means the size of a big bird, its egg, a tremendously big egg. So Mar says, no, tefasta maruba loy tefasta, tefasta mua tefasta. Like, don't jump and grab hold of something too big, rather take something smaller, take the normal size. Yeah, so the Gemara before Rashi says, toin triyam, by ben pekua, you have to rip it open, that nan kareyo maitsias domai. You have to rip it open first and take out its blood before you could eat it. So right now it's not edible. Let's say, maybe it's amos beitzas by yuchni. Maybe it means the egg of a big bird. So Rashi says, Oiv Godlhu, Termini Rebechiris, She'etovu Beitzoso Shishim Krochim. That's such a big egg that its egg drowned 60 cities. Maybe you need such a big egg. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a svara. It's a svara to take a smaller measurement. For the more, if so, V'yema Beyotza Ditzipurta Dezuta Tuva. Maybe it means the size of an egg of a very small bird. Not a chicken, a smaller bird. So its egg is much smaller. Maybe that's the size of Oichel to be Matama something else. Sumara says, Rabbi Avuha Didei, Omar, he says the drasha is like this, Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel, many food that you could eat. So Idashin Oichel Shat Oichel Bebasachas, food that fits into your windpipe, fits into the food pipe at one shot. Vishyura Chachomim, that ain't Beis Habliya, your food pipe cannot hold, but you swallow it, Machtik Yoitzim Ibeitzit Tanagurlis. The most amount of food that will go down your food pipe at one time is the size of an egg of a chicken. That's trying to post it. Mikol oichol asher yochol. From any food that could fit into your food pipe at one time. So therefore, the shear is the shear of a kebetza. So if you have food that's tummy, the size of a betza, now if some other food comes in contact with it, the other food is tummy. Benachlami, less than a betza is not tummy. How do we know this? That was the beginning of the Gemara. Since the Torah changed around its lashon, it didn't say stam aleichol. But it says, Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel. Since it changes around this Lashin, therefore you have a right to change around the Shear also to say it means the size of an egg. Alright, we'll stop here.